From the hosts that brought you Decoding Westworld
and Westworld the Recapables
comes the Ringer Prestige TV podcast on Westworld.
I'm Joanna Robinson.
I'm Danny Heifetz.
And I'm David Shoemaker.
Welcome to Westworld Season 4 in the Prestige TV podcast feed, where we're going to break down every episode of Westworld Season 4.
Every Monday, the day after the show comes out on the Prestige TV podcast feed.
Wherever you get your podcasts, but get them on Spotify.
This episode is brought to you by Jiffy Lube. Cars can be a big investment, so it's important to take care of them. I once got a car that I started out with 25,000 miles on. I got it to over 200,000 miles because I took care of it. You know how you take care of a car? You take care of the maintenance, the oil, the brakes, all that stuff. And if you don't, you can have a car just completely fall apart. When your car needs maintenance, head to Jiffy Lube. They provide automotive excellence at speed. Get your oil changed, brakes checked, tons of other multi-care services. It's all done by expertly trained technicians who actually care about taking care of you and your car. Jiffy Lube, car more. To find coupons and start an instant online estimate, visit jiffylube.com. This episode is brought to you by Anytime Fitness. We're not all professional athletes, but we all have health goals. That's why Anytime Fitness gives you access to personalized plans and support from a coach. Plus, you can track your training, nutrition, and recovery progress with the Anytime Fitness app, just like the pros. With 24/7 access to more than 5,000 gyms worldwide, get more from your gym membership. Visit anytimefitness.com to try it for free today. Terms, conditions, restrictions all apply. See website for details.
Back in your life on this Friday, July 1st, 2022. Hey, happy Canada Day. Happy UFC 276 fight week. You're probably wondering right now, who's this guy talking to me? I just clicked on the Ringer Gambling Show. I'm not used to this voice. Well, let me introduce myself. My name is Ariel Helwani. I am one third of the most fearsome trio in mixed martial arts media, the best sport in the world to cover. We're known as 3POC, aka the hosts of the Ringer MMA Show. We built a little platform with our hands off our shoulders called Spotify Live. You may have heard of it. Hottest thing in media today. And we're in Las Vegas right now to cover one of the biggest fight cards of the year. It's UFC 276. It's a little thing called International Fight Week. It's going down Saturday night at T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas. And the thing about MMA that is so fun, especially in this gambling explosion, it's a really fun sport to bet on. So we're going to provide some insight for all of you. Again, I'm Ariel Helwani, and I'm being joined by my two better halves, the mayor of the Nutmeg State, the man in the hat, Mr. Chuck Mendenhall, joining me to my right. Chuck, how are you?
I am well, sir. I am well.
We're just taking over this bad boy feed right here because we don't have enough things to do. And I'm also being joined by the patron saint of the Emerald Isle, the one and only Pete Carroll. Pete, how are you?
I'm great. And I just want to say you're welcome to the Ringer Gambling Show.
Yes, you're welcome. You're welcome for the views, the downloads, the follows, the ratings, all the stuff that is going to come of our takeover of your little podcast feed. So it's great to be here. Guys, UFC 276, it goes down Saturday night. Main event, Israel Adesanya going up against Jared Cannonier. Izzy, a minus 520 favorite. Cannonier, a plus 350 dog. Remember those names. Alex the Great Volkanovski, the reigning defending UFC men's featherweight champion in the co-main. He's on fire as of late. He's never lost in the UFC. It's been quite the run for the former rugby player going up against his fiercest rival, the one and only Max Blessed Holloway, the former featherweight champion. Volkanovski right now a minus 215 according to FanDuel. Holloway a plus 164. Going to run down the rest of the main card. And the main cards are usually five fights. Sean Strickland versus Alex Bejeda, minus 113 a piece. Very tasty middleweight contender fight. Pedro Munhoz, plus 255 versus Sugar Sean O'Malley, minus 350. And to round out the main card, it's Robbie Lawler versus Brian Barberina. Barberina, a minus 102. Ruthless Robbie Lawler, the former UFC welterweight champion, minus 125. Chuck, yes, of sir. The names, of the lines that I just mentioned, which jumps out at you the most?
I think the Sean Strickland one comes in for me, especially to get like a coin flip with the discrepancy between experience on this fight matters. I also think that Sean Strickland should be probably a minus 200 in a fight like this, because I think that his strength, you know, his wrestling and some of the stuff he's able to do in controlling a fight can play directly to the weaknesses of Alex Pereira. So I would be looking at that. That's a line. We'll see how the money rolls in toward the end of it. But to me, that's a pretty glaring card. You can get him at basically even money. That's not a bad bet.
PT?
I agree with John Strickland, but I would say that Munoz is a big step up from Ali. Look, gun to my head right now, I think O'Malley's winning, but plus 255, like at a caliber of fighter he has not fought before. This is pretty much what you're saying about Strickland and Pereira as well. I just feel like maybe it's worth a flyer on that one, Aaron.
There's some value there.
Yeah.
There's value to something like that, because anytime you've got a guy like Munoz who's been in big fights in the past, it does translate. And you know he has a chip on his shoulder, man. All of the publicity for this fight is going towards O'Malley. I think a lot of people are looking right past Pedro in this fight. And, you know, sometimes these chopped liver guys, they show up and, you know, they do some damage. So we'll see.
Speaking of value, the biggest underdog on the main card is one half of the main event, Jared Cannonier, plus 350. In your opinion, PT, any value on the killer gorilla?
Look, he has power in his hands, but the guy he's fighting is one of the most well-versed strikers we've ever seen in the UFC. Like, you look at his kickboxing record, it's outrageous. Of course, the only blemish is Pereira there, who's also on this card. But, you know, maybe if Izzy wasn't the striker that he is, like, I'm talking top of the food chain, I'd give, you know, the killer gorilla more of a chance. But maybe, you know?
I just think that Adesanya, like, he game plans and he just breaks guys down so well that I can imagine. He's fought, I wouldn't say he's fought anybody exactly like Cannonier, but he's fought some beasts in there who have that same kind of Hail Mary feel to them, where you're like, well, if he lands big on him, obviously Adesanya's going to go down. He stays out of that usually. I don't really feel like he plays danger games. He stays out of that for the most part. He doesn't want a chin check. I think that he probably will get ahead on the scorecards. We're talking about this on a different pod. And then maybe you'll see Cannonier have a sense of desperation and maybe starting to try to open the fight up, trying to get in there. And then that's probably when he gets punished, because I think that nobody punishes aggression in that middleweight division quite like Israel does.
Don't love the plus 350. I'll tell you, if you're looking for a plus money play in the main event, the ones that I like are a couple of methods of victory for Izzy. Izzy via decision, plus 120. Mm-hmm. Izzy,
that's very good.
Izzy via KO or TKO, plus 170.
Yeah, now that to me is glaring. I think that that's the bet right there. I think that Cannonier at some point will sell out. Like, if he's down, especially, I think he will come at him.
He has no choice.
He's going to have to, right? Like, it's what you don't want to lose just, you know, over the course of five rounds in a methodical, you know, beatdown. So I think that at some point he'll try to get it done, and that's when it gets
interesting. You like the plus 170?
I do.
I love the 170.
Can I get crazy on you guys for a second? Izzy keeps mentioning knockout or sub. He likes to mention the sub these days. He is not a submission artist. He is not that kind of guy. If you don't know who Israel Adesanya is, he's a former kickboxer turned great MMA fighter who loves to stand and trade. Izzy via submission is plus 1500.
Whoa.
Can he? Hey, who thought Jiří Procházka would submit Glover Teixeira two weeks ago? Izzy via submission, plus 1,500. If you're feeling froggy, that might be the pick for you.
Well, here's the thing. Like, he could legitimately rock Cannonier, send him down, and then choke him out.
Yes,
like,
that's how it would work.
That's how it would have to happen, I think.
Yeah.
That could happen.
I could see it. Izzy's going to get a submission at some point. I'm not saying this is the one. I like the plus 170. Via KO, TKO, probably the most. Decision, second. Sub, third.
I do like whatever the inside the distance. Do you have that number? Yeah. Inside the distance, whatever it is, that's a good bet. I do think that it's not just that Cannonier will open up. I also think that Israel Adesanya is looking for a big, emphatic finish. I think he wants to get that. It's probably missing from his arsenal lately, like just kind of like doing that. I just think that he'll want to get that finish.
Yes.
Minus 142 is inside the distance.
Yeah, that's not too bad.
Not too bad.
One thing you got to keep in mind is Cannonier never been submitted.
Never been submitted. No, he's a tough guy. He's a tough guy. He doesn't have the name. He doesn't have the the buzz, the hype surrounding him. But he is certainly tough and worthy of this spot. Let's talk about the co-main event. Alex Volkanovski minus 215.
It's trickier.
Holloway plus 164. I mean, for those that don't know, they have fought twice before. Volkanovski won via decision the first time, rather decisively. Wasn't the greatest fight of all time, but he won, in my opinion, fair and square. The second one in July of 2020, super close. And a lot of people, a lot of smart people thought Holloway should have gone in the nod. This time around, Holloway, the dog, plus 164. What do you think, Chuck?
I think that you might see that line go toward Holloway for a minute, and then the sharp money is going to turn that money back into Volkanovski's, because I really believe that Volkanovski is at the very best of his career right now. I think he's super motivated. It's unusual to say a guy is up 2-0 to be more motivated in the third fight to make it 3-0 in a series. But it's just the respect factor, right? And some people think that Holloway won. I think he really wants to emphatically do this thing and put Max Holloway, you know, away for good. So I think the smart money in the end is probably going to be on Volkanovski in this one. And I could see this because they are so good and adapting mid-fight, just changing different looks. I could see this thing going the distance, but I could also see it being one-sided this time.
This episode is brought to you by Cars.com. When you add your car to your garage on Cars.com, you'll unlock access to real-time insights into how much your car is worth. Plus, view its historical and projected value to decide when to sell. So when the time is right, you can secure an instant offer from a local dealership or sell it yourself on Cars.com. Start tracking your car's value with your garage on Cars.com.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I got to say, the ones that I like, Volkanovski plus 115, Holloway via decision plus 115, Holloway via decision plus 310.
Ooh.
That might be the sneaky good call in this one. What do you think, PT?
Yeah, I'm looking at these odds. And right, one thing that is kind of jumping out at me here when I'm looking at the odds is how good did Volkanovski look on the ground in defensive positions against Brian Ortega? And who do you see in his corner these days? Craig Jones, one of the greatest grapplers in the world. And then you're looking again at that line, Ariel, for method of victory. And again, it's wild. 1,500. Like, you have to be getting serious repetitions in on the ground to be surviving guillotines from Brian Ortega.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just saying, if it hits the ground, that is, again, a wild one. But then you look at the KO, plus 380. I have a feeling.
Plus 380 for Volkanovski.
Volkanovski.
That's not bad.
I don't know.
No way. I don't see him knocking out Max Holloway. No way.
No?
Max Holloway's got a chance. Now, I know he takes a lot of damage, and I know that's going to catch up to.
We've been waiting for this.
You know what?
Well, that comes at you fast. That's the only thing you can say.
It looks good until it doesn't.
Right.
That's the only thing you can say in a situation like this is Max Holloway. I think there's a little bit of a, when does that happen to him?
And it happened with Frankie Edgar for years, remember?
And it happens. You see it happen. These veterans, they can stay at the top or near the top for a long time. But when the wheels come off of that thing, they come off hard.
100%. Look, remember Frank Yeager, we used to say this for ages. And then when it happened, it comes against a submission artist, Brian Ortega, that's uppercut from hell. And we're like, whoa, did not see that coming, of all people.
Worth noting, last time Volkanovski TKO'd someone was back in April. It was Chan Sung Jung. I think there's a big talent gap between the Korean Zombie and Max Holloway. Prior to that, the last time he TKO'd someone, it was December of 2018, Chad Mendes. I do want to mention one thing that I think is kind of interesting when talking about this. The first time these two guys fought was back in December of 2019. Volkanovski opened as a plus 175 underdog.
Wow.
Holloway was a minus 245 favorite. Now, he was the reigning defending champion.
Right.
I don't think a lot of people remember, or, you know, now it's hard to, it's easy to forget that, like, you know, Volkanovski was someone unheralded going into that fight. Now he's a lot more respected. That's what they opened at. Closed at plus 170 for Volkanovski, minus 189 for Holloway. The second time they fought, which was back in July of 2020, Holloway closed as a plus 190 dog, Volkanovski a minus 189. As of right now, like we just said, as of right this moment, Holloway's a plus 164 and Volkanovski's a -215. So that to me is a super tough one. And the Strickland-Pajeda fight is probably the toughest one.
That is tough.
As witnessed by the
odds. Can I offer you guys a lock?
Oh, yes. Oh. I love a lock. Here we go.
All right, we got Jim Miller against Donald Cerrone.
Mm-hmm.
Cerrone, I think that you could look at him as like, you know, I think it's been slow decline over the last few years, and he's been out for a while, and he's been in the situation where he's been just kind of waiting for a fight with the whole Joe Lauzon fallout. I just think that Jim Miller is actually still performing at a pretty high level. This line is not as wide as I think it will get, or even where it should be right now. I think that they have Jim Miller at -220.
-220 for Jim Miller, yeah. Donald Cerrone +168.
I would, if I'm running some parlays on this, I'm including Jim Miller in all these parlays. Like, put him with your best bet, and I think that would be my lock. If you want to go straight up, even I think the value's there at -220. I just think that Jim Miller, he's still performing, man. And I don't think that Cowboy is going to be able to hang with that.
Wow, tasty. PT, do you got a lock?
I don't have a lock, to be honest with you. Chuck is coming out with those black belt moves. No, I don't have something like I'm very sure of in this card. Like, I tell you what, I do. Muniz against Hall. I think Muniz submits him. Yeah. I think that is the
as big... of right now though. Andre Muniz is a -350. Uriah Hall is a +255.
What's it for submission? That's what I want to know, Helwani.
Well, I will get that for you. Why do you feel so confident, though?
Because it's just a huge advantage. He's looked absolutely fantastic on the ground, Muniz, since he came into the UFC. And I just think that's the biggest... Look, Hall has probably a huge advantage on the feet. But the way Muniz has been going about business in the UFC, I think he has a huge, huge advantage on the ground. He has a real, real kind of eye for submissions. He sees them everywhere. I think that would be...
Okay, so your lock is maybe not necessarily going to be the -350 because it's -350, but via sub, it's -110.
Oh, shit. That's short, though, as well. I thought that'd be a bit better than that. Sorry, guys. Go with Chuck. Go with Chuck.
No, I think I think the -110 via sub is a nice play.
Or you could just... you could parlay Muniz with Jim Miller. And then you get closer.
Hey, we go. Parlay Muniz, Jim Miller, and you know what? Just for old time's sake, give a shout-out to our girl... JRC, yeah. Opening the card, Jessica Rose Clark right now, a -162. And you know what? Tickets. Let's see. Jessica Rose Clark via the points, +105, according to FanDuel.
Wow. That's actually...
Jessica Rose Clark walking out to, in case you missed it, the massive news that has rocked the world of MMA. She's going to be walking out to Shawn Michaels' theme song.
Massive news.
Sexy boy.
We're not going to do a version of it again, are we?
Oh! I think I'm cute. I know so I'm sexy. I got the looks that drive the girl wild. She's walking out to that song. It has been proven time and again. You walk out to that song, you're winning your fight.
Time and time again.
Time and again.
Macy Barber, by the way, also.
Oh,
that's close to
another lock for Chuck.
Jessica is on borrowed time, my friends.
Yes.
Macy Barber has already suffered one big time letdown against Roxanne.
So right now, Jessica +220, Macy Barber -286. Yeah.
It's not great, but like I said, if you want to run some parlays with these, I really love Macy Barber.
I don't think she's going to let down again.
I think she learned a big lesson against Roxanne a couple years ago.
That was wild.
A couple other names that I just like to give a mention to if you're relatively new to the sport, take a look at Ian Garry at -184 going up against Gabe Green. Take a look at Dricus Duplessis, who is a big-time fighter, a fighter on the rise going up against an older fighter, Brad Tavares. Currently, Dricus Duplessis, the pride of South Africa, is a -164. And also, take a look at Jalen Turner, -154, won his last four fights in a row. Brad Riddell's opponent, +120, a very tough opponent, but Jalen Turner is
in
one
the form of
those guys.
His life.
Oh, man, he is fantastic. Yeah. Four fights in a row, all via finish, four wins.
Can I say, a lot of people think Gabe Green has a chance about Ian Garry. Against Ian Garry, but when I watched the Gabe Green fight, I think he's very stationary. Like, people don't give Ian enough credit for his movement, for his athleticism. +320 for the KO. I think that's worth some money.
Wow, how about that, fellow Irishman?
Yeah, see, now he's warming up.
You're trying to say I'm biased?
Now he's warming up.
I've gone knife to throat on these men if I have to.
Last,
I believe in Ian.
Last
Garry,
performance wasn't. I mean,
that's why I feel like he needs it. Come on, mate.
You're
meant to be a KO machine. A decision in the last one. McGregor did that. What did he do in the next fight against Brandao? If we're following that narrative.
Sure.
KO against Brimage, decision against Holloway, and then he comes back with a big KO against Brandao and sets the world on fire.
This is a big spot for him. International Fight Week, Las Vegas.
Big deal. He's used to big spots.
MSG, no doubt, but you spoke to him this week. Do you get the sense that he's nervous? Do you get the sense that he's, you know, anxious?
If you remember on our fantastic show, The Ringer MMA Show, I gave him a C for that performance. He remembered that and said it to me.
No way.
And I said to him, sir.
Wow.
I said, sir, I just expect more from you. And he said, I agree. I agree. I expect more from you.
C was being generous too. So
and he said, I remember Ariel gave me an A minus. And I said, well, he's a bullshit artist. Name.
Wow. I don't even remember giving him an A minus. Did I? I thought it was a good performance.
Yeah. Here we go again.
No. I mean, look.
This is like the Sabatello thing all over again.
Yes, it is like Danny. So now this audience, not very familiar with Sabatello. This is the type of banter, by the way, that you can get on the Ringer MMA yes. show. Do check out our feed on the Spotify app.
I thought, is it not full? I thought we had too many listeners. They said we need to cut
They said that we have, yeah, you're right. They said downloads and all We've that got- stuff. And also, we will be doing, if you're listening to this, by the way, in Las Vegas, we're doing a meetup on Friday at the Aria Sportsbook. If it's too late and it's already Saturday, hey, go check out the platform that we built, Spotify Live. We do a post-fight show immediately following every big UFC card. We're doing one for this one because it's a big UFC card. The second the main event ends, it's great. We're live on there, reacting, breaking things down, talking about what's next, and then taking calls from fans. This is such a fun sport to follow. And now with the explosion of sports gambling and it being legal all over the country and in other countries as well, it's the perfect sport to gamble on, honestly. And we have no skin in the game here, but you can do your nice little parlays, your same game parlays, your live betting after one. It's just a lot of fun. Chuck over here is the expert.
Yep.
PT and I are just kind of novices when it comes to all of this. But we know a thing or two about fights. We know a thing or two about fights. So,
but if you come to the meetup, don't look Ariel directly in the eye.
Why is
that?
He
doesn't like that. He does not like that, and he might strike you. That's all I'm saying.
Before we go, quick predictions for the listeners. Main event, and it doesn't have odds. No, I'm just talking about money line here, if you will.
Money line.
Israel Adesanya, Jared Cannonier, who do you got?
Izzy's getting it done.
Izzy, KO.
Wow, all right. Even a method. Alex Volkanovski, Max Holloway.
I think it's Max, man. He's fighting I think he's at his very best right now, and I think he has big reason to want to go out there and do something big. So I'm Max? Going with Max. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Not Max.
I nearly shit the bed there.
I was like, whoa.
I'm on a different show. Yeah. I'm on a different thing already predicting that. I'm like, I'm wishy-washy. No, I'm sorry. Volk. Because he's fighting.
Sure.
Yes, I'm positive.
Final answer?
The final answer.
All right. PT?
Volk, man.
Sean Strickland, Alex Pereira.
And I want to say Alex Pereira because I have to see that. I feel like he has to prove that he can hang with Sean Strickland. So I'm still going Strickland right now.
Strickland has more methods of victory, in my opinion. And that's why I'm going with Strickland.
That's the thing.
Sean O'Malley, Pedro Munhoz.
Sean O'Malley, big.
I'm going Sean O'Malley too. But I do think it's worth the Flora Munhoz.
Wow, interesting. Robbie Lawler, Brian Barberina.
Oh, man. This is tough for me because I feel like Robbie Lawler, you're always like, you kind of have flashes of, you want to see the vintage Lawler in there. And it's just probably nostalgia. But I'm going to go Barberina on this one.
I'm going Lawler. He's a killer.
And if you're wondering why I'm not making picks, fighters get mad at me when I pick against them. So I'm going to be a wuss and abstain. I hope you've enjoyed this special edition of the Ringer MMA Show on the Ringer Gambling Show feed. Thanks for letting us hang out with all of you. You're welcome. You like what you're hearing, go check out the Ringer MMA Show. Enjoy the fights on Saturday night. We're out.
Peace.